WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of you. Let me tell you about cabinets right now. Cabinets, cabinets, cabinets. We got cabinets in our bathrooms, in our walk-in master closet, in our mudroom, in our kitchen, and plan on doing more. When we do more, we'll call the folks over at Harbin Lumber. And Wes, who is the Michelangelo of cabinets. We'll come to, do you say Michelangelo or Michelangelo?
Michelangelo.
Yeah, I do too. I think Trebek says Michelangelo. Anyway.
I hate that guy.
You know why I hate him?
Why?
Conservative.
Is he conservative?
Yeah.
No, I hate him because he's a know-it-all, even though he has the answers in front of him.
Wes can help you. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Get your cabinets done. Your cabinets are pretty... We got cabinets underneath our island that go all the way around. Like, we have too much space, too much cabinets, too many right now. We'll fill them up eventually. We'll collect some more stuff. It's harbinlumber.com. All right, I got three phone calls. Let's get to all three here in this segment. We did an awful lot of coaching stuff in there, but I enjoyed that, Zach. I appreciate bringing that up. Delvin's been hanging on the Fountain Inn forever. Delvin, you are a very, very good. Hey, before I do that, I got this right here. Wes helped our kitchen last summer and did a great job. Of course he did. He's the best in the business. Hey, Delvin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
I got a couple things. One, Mickey, I couldn't hire you as an AD because you say you will hire a coach because you think he's weird. Yep. I couldn't hire you as an AD because if he's a great coach, he's a great coach. It don't matter if he's weird or not, so I couldn't hire you as an AD. And number two, I learned that you won't hire none of these coaches on the list, half the coaches on the list, because you think they're either weird or you just don't like the coach. So that's another thing. That's one thing I learned about the list, man. I don't think you'll be a great AD.
Well, here's the thing. It's got to be a fit. And if I got to work with somebody every single day, I'm not going to hire a bunch of weirdos unless, I mean, look, again, if you want to.
He's a great coach, man. I don't care if he's a weirdo. As long as he wins.
Yeah, but is he going to.
I think Mike Gundy is sort of a weirdo, but you said you hire him. I think he's a little weirdo a little bit. You said you don't hire him.
Let me ask you this. Are they.
And I guarantee, and I'm going to guarantee right now, Mike Gundy, he's not going to be at Oklahoma State after this year.
We'll see. He farts every year.
I think it's AD called him out this year, and I don't think he liked it. I don't think he's gonna be back next year. I think that he's gonna have a great year at Oklahoma State, and I'm not starting, but if Ed Orgeron goes to LSU, I think he'll be the LSU head coach.
Yeah, we'll see. It's a very good point. Maybe he is. I'll say this though, on all these weird guys. Because it's working at one place, that means it's going to work at another place. And maybe, you know, maybe a pretty cool, normal-looking dude that acts kind of normal maybe wouldn't work in some places. You know, maybe on the West Coast somewhere, you kind of got to be weird a little bit. I don't know. But I'm saying for me and what I'm wanting to do, if I'm working with somebody every single day, I'm not sure I want to be around a guy that's that much different than I am. Maybe I'm weird.
Yeah, but I agree with you about David Shaw, though. I think he's one of the most underrated coaches in college football, what he's done in And I think Jim Harbaugh is in the hot seat because he said he needs a quarterback. He got a quarterback now, no excuse for him. And I know this coach is not going to be on the list, like a top, a prior top 25. I know he's not on the list, but given what his program went through coming back last year, I think he should be at least in the top 130. I'm going to Bill Clark at UAB. His program is 3 years. He came back and took it to a bowl game, first year coming back.
You give him credit for it, man. No doubt about it. That's a great deal. No doubt about it. He's done a great job there. And by the way, David Shaw's one of the top five in America. I think that outside of the top three of Saban, Meyer, and Sweeney,
you
got to put Shaw in there somewhere.
Yeah, I agree with you about that. But that's my bold prediction, Mickey. I think this is Mike Gundy last year. I'm going to say, not that he's going to have a bad record. I think he's going to have a great record. Like you said, he's been flirting. But I think after his AD sort of called him out for not recruiting, I think he's going to say, okay, that's how you feel about it. When a good job come on, I'm just saying LSU. For some reason, I got LSU. I think he's going to be gone.
Well, it could be a good one. Delvin, I appreciate the phone call. Very good point there. Chad in Columbia after William. Chad, hang on. William in Georgia. William, how you doing?
Hey, Hey, Mickey, how are you, bud?
Man, I'm very blessed. Couldn't be better.
Got in late this morning. Did Kirby even make that list?
What was Kirby on the list there, Zachary?
I think he's over around nine.
Yeah, around nine. That's Athlon's list now. Yeah, nine. Around number nine. Yeah.
And I disagree about Mike Dungy. I think he's a lifer at Oklahoma. He had a chance to leave several times and decided not to, right?
Yeah, he played there. He's well established there. He's got a lot of friends there, a lot of family there. I get all that. But at some point in time, maybe you want to see if your stuff works somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. And
who knows?
I agree with you. I'm glad you brought Kirby into that coaches that you would hire. I'm glad you see the potential, my friend.
Well,
that's all I'm going to say.
Look, let's just say this, William. I mean, this isn't going to make you – you know, look, he's taking advantage of it, but he walked into – the best gold mine anybody could ever walk into, because the state of Georgia is absolutely loaded with talent over a 3 or 4 year period. Unprecedented how much talent is there. And
I agree.
But yeah, hey, it's not his fault. You can't blame him for that.
Well, I mean, you got all these other schools, you know, trying to get players from Georgia and getting players from Georgia. So evidently, we're doing something right down here. It must be in the water or something.
Well,
you guys have a good day, and I appreciate you getting me in.
Thank you, Will. Yeah, you know, you're living in the gray, and you're in the in-state school. You know, some kids get some plane rides and some cars and some family jobs. And all. You know, and they're doing a good job of it. Chad's in Columbia, 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Chad. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing good, Meg. I think Mike Leach is underrated. I mean, if you look and see what he did at Texas Tech, and then I know he's a super odd guy, but then what he's done at Washington State, I mean, can you imagine what he would do at Florida or Tennessee? I mean, same with Babers or anybody in that Leach tree, you know, Lincoln Riley. And so I'm obviously a huge fan of that. But another name, Mickey, that I'm shot wasn't on the top 10 was Bill Snyder. Where was he on the list?
Where was he, Zach? You got the list back up again. He was in that 15 range.
I think he was at 15.
Yeah.
15 or 14.
He's done a great job,
I mean,
he
dominated Kansas State.
Yeah.
Right? And then he retires and they fall off the map.
Yeah. He's done a good job there.
Question for you, though.
All right.
For you and Zach. Would y'all rather, if you're comparing the two styles, because I know y'all are all about offensive identity, having a system, you know, et cetera. Would you rather be in that Malzahn, Chip Kelly mold of an identity, you know, kind of power run, spread people out, run it, up-tempo, or would you rather be in the Art Briles, Leach, Lincoln Riley, spread them out, up-tempo, you know, passing, air raid type? And I just want to get your thoughts comparing the two and how either would work in the ACC or SEC, and I'll take a listen.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate the phone call. I'm going to be balanced either way. So if I go the Chip Kelly / Gus Malzahn look, we're going to throw it a little bit better than people think. And if I go with the Art Briles / Leach, Babers, all those guys, whatever, we're going to run it a little bit better than people think. I would – you got to run the ball, but you can run it in different ways. I love how Baylor ran the football. I think Art Briles and what they did at Baylor and how they ran the football at Baylor is the best I've seen. As far as – and they weren't great players that were doing it. That was total scheme under Art Briles at Baylor. 100% scheme. Let's consider this Mr. Or 24. So let me give you some of Art Briles' numbers. His last year there was 2015.
Okay.
People think, you know, they're pass happy there, and rightfully so. In 15, they averaged 290 yards through the air, 366 the year before that, 359 the year before that, 341 the year before that, 351 the year before that. But they ran it for 327 in 2015. 216, 260, 232, and 236. What I'm telling you is that because of that balance, that Art Briles' last 5 years he was there on offense, they averaged 616 yards a game, 581 a game, 619 a game, 572 a game, and 587 a game. They averaged almost 300 yards a game on the ground and through the air in two of those years. It's just amazing what they're able to do. And you know, when he had a little better passer, you passed a little more, he had a little runner, you ran a little bit more. In his last 5 years there, he averaged 48, 42, 52, 44, and 45 points a game. And it wasn't like he was doing it with all these NFL talent, all these guys running around you know, first round draft picks everywhere.
Sure.
I think the guy's done an unbelievable job. I thought Chad was going to jump on my. He probably didn't hear the first hour. And we've not discussed it at all. Thought he was going to jump on my Kelly Bryant /
Jake Bentley.
Jake Bentley debate. Now, let me be very, very clear on this. I got an email yesterday from my email bag, and it says, can you compare and contrast Jake Bentley and Kelly Bryant? It said, you know, and I don't have it in front of me here, but it basically said, look, we talked so much time about comparing Kelly Bryant to Trevor Lawrence. He goes, look, let's just compare our arch rivals, and talked about Kelly Bryant to Jake Bentley. And, again, it all depends on what you're looking for. And I know a South Carolina fan probably would want to trade Jake Bentley. And there are some things in here like Phil Steele's magazine, when it's talked about draftable guys, obviously Kelly Bryant's not going to play quarterback in the NFL. Jake Bentley, as far as draft-eligible quarterbacks, he's got Bentley at number 13, Kelly Bryant at number 24. So if NFL-wise, I don't think that's a factor. I don't think either one of them are going to play a long time in the NFL, but I don't think Kelly Bryant's going to play an NFL quarterback. I'm not sure Jake Bentley will. But Zach or Mr. Orr 24, would you say that Clemson fans yearning for Trevor Lawrence?
Yep.
And having somewhat of a disrespect for what? Nah, not disrespect. Really, you know, not fully appreciating, maybe might be the best way to put it, what Kelly Bryant was able to do last year. Compared to South Carolina fans, the savior is they build everything around Jake Bentley, correct? Is that a fair? I don't want to be unfair. Is that fair to say?
I think that's a fair.
South Carolina feels like, hey, we're going to build around Jake Bentley. This is who our offense builds around. This is our second best offensive player, maybe behind Debo, and he's a guy who's going to lead us into the future, right?
That's a fair assessment of the current situation.
Have you heard these stats before?
I have not. This will be my first time. I'm interested.
They both threw. Now, to be fair, different offensive lines, different wide receivers, different running backs, different games, different schedules, different.
Let's have the stats for what they are first.
They both, last year, amazingly, they both threw 362 passes.
How about that?
Who do you think completed more?
Jake Bentley.
No. Bentley completed 226. Bryant completed 244.
Okay.
Who do you think threw for more yards?
Jake Bentley.
No.
Oh.
Bentley threw for 2555. Bryant threw for 2678.
How about that?
Who do you think threw for more touchdowns?
I think Bentley threw more than 13.
He did. 16 for Bentley, 13 for Bryant. Who do you think threw more interceptions?
Definitely Bentley.
Almost twice as many, 11
to
6.
Yeah.
You should already know this already. Completion percentage, 68% for Bryant, Kelly. 62 for Bentley.
Yeah.
And when it comes to total yards, because you throw in the 659 rushing yards for Bryant compared to only 86 rushing yards. The total yards for Bryant, it is 33-37. And for Bentley, 25-55 plus 26-41. So for total yards now, it's 17 more hundred yards. Is that right? No, not that. 1,700 more. Let me do that all over again. 700 more. 33-57 minus 26-47. 710 more yards. So my question to you, Mr. Orr 24. As we've got people calling in on the subject, I knew this would get people going, and I didn't want to get too much into it. Now, remember, Jake Bentley's only 12 years old. Should still be in the eighth grade. So you got to keep that in consideration as well. It's not fair. I get different coordinators, different schemes, whatever. But we act like that Kelly Bryant is not a good passer. We act like Jake Bentley's a great passer. Head-to-head, you saw what happened, too. So my question to you, Mr. Orr 24. After hearing all that.
Yep.
And that comparison. Your thoughts.
Was there ever a time last year or even this summer or whenever it may be where Clemson fans or yourself wanted the South Carolina quarterback situation over what was here on campus?
Nope.
So my thoughts are just that. He's a good quarterback. They both are decent quarterbacks. You would want Kelly Bryant based on the statistical analysis alone right there.
Now, Bryant played in 2-1 games. Text said, do you factor in the number of games comes to play versus the number of games the chickens played?
That's
Mark saying it. But they threw the exact same amount of passes.
That's true.
So that is apples to apples.
They played different. They still kind of played different styles.
They did. They did. That's why it's not completely fair to say.
No, it's not.
If
you're a South Carolina fan, would you want Kelly Bryant over Jake Bentley?
Yeah.
I mean, would you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to buy some more time, escape, make some plays with his feet. That's what I think. Look, Brandon, you're all enthralled. A guy throws it much worse than Kelly Bryant right now, and the kid, the carry-on joiner, that's who you want. And then you look head-to-head. Now, again, playing against South Carolina's defense is different playing against Clemson's defense. But look, head-to-head in your own building. Look at that game. You can compare that game? I don't know. I mean, at first, I'm thinking, boy, one team's going to build around a guy, and the other team's going to try to bench their guy.
Put a guy at the pasture.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see. Anyway, I thought that was very interesting. Randy Thomas, Fear the Turtle Man. If you guys hang on and coming straight back to you, we'll take a short break. Come back for more after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Clemson Fest, the area's premier Independence Day celebration, has enhanced the fireworks show and has moved to a new larger location on 18 Mile Road in Central. This year's expanded event will be on Tuesday, July 3rd at 5 p.m. Admission is just $10 per car or $5 per individual. Remember, Clemson Fest on July 3rd will be held at our new location at 1569 18 Mile Road between Central and Clemson.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in.
Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets no one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering new lower prices. 10x10 dry storage units, $50 per month. 10x15 units, $60 per month. Roomy 10x20 units, $80 per month. Lowest price of the year on climate control storage units. Summer cleaning, store your stuff with confidence. 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property and security lighting. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let's get to some of these phone calls. 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone line. I'm going to go in the order that they were answered in, and Randy's been holding about 4 seconds longer than Thomas. Randy, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you today?
Couldn't be better. Hope you are, too.
Congratulations. Me, too. Just a couple of names real quick. One up-and-comer that I'm afraid we're not going to be able to keep at App State is Scott Satterfield. He's had a really built a great program there, and I'm afraid he'll be gone soon. But he's fast enough to come or to look at, not from a big accomplishment at a big school, but certainly at a school that's known for football. And then the other one is I think Pat Fitzgerald done a great job at Northwestern with what he has to work with, and I think he'll stay there because he's a grad there. And sort of his fit, I think.
I agree on both of those. Satterfield is still young enough. He's in his mid-40s. You like the fact that he's an App State guy, that he played there, okay, that he cut his teeth there. But at some point in time, it wouldn't surprise me if you get this itch to say, hey, man, can my stuff work elsewhere? I don't think he'll leave for a mid-major job, and that might be what it takes. You know, if somebody's willing to take a big chance on him for a Power Five. But at some point in time, somebody's going to come call him. They probably already have. But he is a really good offensive mind, and their offense puts up big numbers, and he keeps winning at a very big clip. But you might hang on to him because, like I said, he's a homegrown guy from North Carolina, played there and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he might be one of those that would take a high-level – offensive coordinator job at a major college school,
right,
to prove what he can do if he has assets and the ability to have quality players there. Might try that instead of trying to step up into just a straight big time job. But I like to keep him, but I want the best for him and his family. He's a good guy.
No doubt. And hey, the same thing with Fitzgerald too, because he played at Northwestern, and that's right. You know, some bigger schools might be coming at some point in time, but it helps to have him already on campus. You know, talk about Dabo going back to Alabama. Well, that's one thing, but if he's already there, would you leave? Not a lot of people would leave their alma mater, what you're familiar with. And I think Satterfield and Fitzgerald, two guys that have done a really, really good job of taking care of hometown and coming back home. And they look, it's easy to recruit a guy, say, look, I had a choice too, and I chose here, so you can choose here too.
Yeah, I think Northwestern, I'm going to become a Northwestern fan because I want to see how Hunter Johnson does next year, because he's a good kid. So I'll start watching them a little bit more than I have before.
They'll be in that Big Ten championship game in one of those Hunter Johnson years, I hope.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy the show.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate the phone call.
I'll talk to you later.
Very nice of you. Appreciate that for sure. Our friend Thomas checks in next. Good morning, Thomas. How you doing?
Good If our friend Chad in Columbia chimes in, I'll concede my time to him. But you're talking about what South Carolina fans want and what Clemson fans want. Mickey, got to take in consideration. Last 5 years, Clemson has tried to overcome the right in the world of overcoming five defeats in a row. To you'll never beat me again, and that has happened when Deshaun was here. To the point that never again, and it happened again. To going to a national championship game, losing it, getting back there and winning it, and now we're striving to get back there again. I mean, the other side is looking to say, can I get double-digit wins? Can I become bowl eligible? Mm-hmm. Different perspectives of what we want. So we want different things from our quarterback. The reason I'm disappointed in Kelly Bryant is because we didn't win the championship, because that's what we're striving for. I don't care how we win it. You can pass, play tiddlywinks as long as we get to the championship game. That's my disappointment. So my aspiration, my desires are totally different from can I get a bowl game. I want to get to the playoffs. I want to win the playoffs. I'm not trying to become bowl eligible like the other team is. See my point?
Yeah. Now, in his defense, having to play on an offense without Mike Williams or Tavis Scott, Jordan Leggett, Jay Guillermo, Wayne Gallman, and a lot of other changes around it, they did a really good job in what was supposed to be kind of a rebuild kind of offense year. At least defense is good, you knew that, but kind of a rebuild kind of offensive year. So that's a little bit different, right?
Mick, I'm not going to apologize for a result type of person. I want results.
I know. And look,
I hate it, but yeah. I'm American. I want the best.
Well, and in the end, look.
And that's the standard, too.
If Trevor Lawrence comes in and starts every game and Kelly Bryant never takes another snap at Clemson, that's not going to happen. But if that was the case, Kelly Bryant will still be remembered as one of the most popular athletes here because he got the most out of what he had, and he led a team, the number one team in the country, going to the playoffs last year in a rebuilding year. He did a great job, no doubt about it. But like Dabo says, man, it's not a lifetime contract. You got to out and prove it again.
Still leaves me the question to say that, okay, obviously Kelly Bryant did it, but could a Hunter Johnson have done it also? That question's out there. It'll never be answered.
Yeah, I don't think after watching it last year and watching him come in, look, he looked good early. He didn't look good against South Carolina. He didn't look good late in the season against Wake Forest. I don't think it was a Wake Forest game. Hunter didn't look great. I don't think Hunter was ready last year. Would he have been ready this year? I think it would have been an interesting battle had it not been for Trevor Lawrence.
Was he mature enough to be mindset of saying, I'm going to go in with the mindset I'm starting even though I'm not penciled to start?
Yeah.
That has a factor to do as well, too.
It does.
No, I'm going to be.
There was one knock on Hunter Johnson in his true freshman season, and that was that he was trying to be perfect and wanting to understand all the coverages and all the checks and all the slide protections and all the protections, and he was thinking a little bit too much rather than just reacting. I do think that at some point in time that was going to change as he got, and I think we saw it in the spring a little bit, as he got more comfortable as a true freshman. Now, that was what was hard on him, as he got more comfortable in making the transition. I think at some point in time he would have pushed. Unfortunately for him here, Trevor Lawrence doesn't have that issue. Trevor Lawrence just reacts, and Lawrence is going to be the best, you know, one of the best players ever play here.
And also the argument to say that I wanted the best is that we got beat in that playoff game by a redshirt freshman who also was in the same position as Hunter Johnson. If I don't play this game, I'm leaving next year. Well, guess what? He played, he won, and he got him win that game.
No, in a championship game, not a Clemson game. Jalen Hurts played against Clemson. Tua played against Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
That red shirt freshman came off the bench.
True freshman. Yeah, true freshman.
Even worse.
He came off the bench. Now I'll ask you this, though, Thomas, to put a whole other spin on it. Was Nick Saban wrong for not playing Tua earlier?
That's a good argument. The same as you say, could Hunter Johnson played earlier?
And the answer is no on both cases. They played when they were ready to play and not a second before.
You can't argue with 20/20 hindsight. You're right.
Right. And I can't argue with Nick Saban and Dabo Swinney because they are much better at their jobs than I would be at their job. Probably better at my job than I'd be at my job, but they're much better at their jobs than me telling them what to do in their job. Because they're at practice every day and evaluating every day in every meeting.
I don't want the pressure goes on with that paycheck. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't want that pressure. So yeah. I'll stay what I'm doing, getting ready to retire. So.
Well, I didn't know that. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
You know, Zach, was Tua came in and did it in the final half of his freshman season. Was he ready to, before then? He might have been a little bit ready. But let's not forget, let me do a little game by game in here if I can.
A little game by game.
Tua was not ready to just knock the socks off earlier in the year there. He looked pretty good in the spring game now. We'll give him that. Against Fresno State, 6 of 9 for 64 yards, touchdown, no picks. Against Colorado State, 1 for 4 for no yards.
Mm-hmm.
8 for 10 against Vanderbilt, 103, 2 touchdowns, no picks. 3 of 5 against Ole Miss for 51, a touchdown, no picks. 1 for 2 against Arkansas, 33 yards. Against Tennessee, 9 of 12 for 134. And against Mercer, 7 of 11 for 85. He didn't play against Florida State, Texas A&M, LSU, Mississippi State, Auburn, or Clemson. He came in the second half, went 14 of 24 for 166, 3 touchdowns, and interception. You know, here's something weird. The bad pick that he threw, had Georgia gone on to win, you could make the legitimate claim that the interception that he threw was the biggest play of the game, and that a freshman quarterback, inexperienced quarterback in a big drive, made a freshman mistake. Right,
almost cost the team his game. Or almost cost the team
right.
the game.
Right, and then we've been talking about Nick Saban. Is he losing it? Is he, you know, he panicked? The same thing as the onside kick.
Absolutely, in the first
panicking, he you know gave up that. Should have done that. It worked out for him, and the reason it works out for him is he's surrounded by surrounded by 5-star players everywhere you look too. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. Let me get. In Ohio right now, Ohio Tiger checks in. Good morning, Ohio Tiger. How you doing?
Great. Good morning, guys. First time caller to your show, but long time listener. I'm a 91 grad, and I live here in Buckeye country, so that's a big challenge. But my thoughts today, I get your comments on this, is, you know, Saban, obviously, he's elite, and I'm not going to discredit Urban Meyer, but I think when you look at Urban Meyer and his career, you know, he had some success with Bowling Green in Utah, but when he went to Florida and Ohio State, he kind of walked into recruiting powerhouses. You know, they already had elite recruiting abilities. They have wicked support and programs. And I would argue that, you know, I'm not going to say he's not great, but being a two, I would challenge that and being not to be a homer, but Dabo Swinney didn't step into the same situations. And if you look at the track record and even the head-to-head matchups, I think that would be a reason to justify Dabo being at 2 and Urban maybe at 3 or potentially 4, given some of his losses. But I'll take your thoughts on that. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, a couple things. Head-to-head, hey, you can't argue that, 2-0. Ohio State is a much easier job than Clemson, and Florida should be an easier job than Clemson. And he took over, you know, good situations, I think, at both of those. But I think we glossed over Bowling Green in Utah a little bit. I mean, Bowling Green before, you know, wasn't great, and he went 8-3 and 9-3, 17-6. And then Utah, let's not forget, he went 10-2 and 12-0. He went 22-2 at Utah. So, and a top 5 finish at Utah. So, I'm going to give him more credit there, but I don't think your points about Florida and Ohio State are wrong. Still at Ohio State, he's 73-8. It's pretty doggone good. But, yeah, head-to-head, no doubt. No doubt about it. I think you make great points.
Hey, I enjoy your show. Again, I'm in the car all day long and being an Ohio guy in Buckeye country.
Let me ask you this. When you say you're a Clemson guy in Ohio, what's the reaction? What are the thoughts about the Clemson program in the Buckeye State?
Well, you know, my half my family, they all are Buckeye grads. And quite frankly, for decades, especially the 90s when we struggled, I was virtually waterboarded with Buckeye taunting. You know, it'd be first and goal Florida State on Clemson, and I'd get the text, "Hey man, what's going on? How you doing? What's happening?" You know, they'd be taunting me nonstop. So it's they're very fanatic. They tend to be, I'll put it this way, they're rabid fans, and we don't see eye to eye quite often. But the beauty is, you know, that when the eclipse rolled through the country and you have that 31-0 meme. That's been my standard response since that day. So,
yeah.
They like to compare the recruiting and who they're getting, who we're getting. At the end of the day, you know, I'm just going to sit back and watch KB, T-Law, and all of them do it again this year and get to the playoffs. And they're going to be their schedule's relatively easy this year as well. So, you know, I expect we'll have a chance to have that out within my family and friends.
Well, yeah, you got all the ammunition season, in your corner right now, and tell them Jackson Carmen said hello too while you're up there.
Will do. Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Ohio Tiger. I appreciate the phone call. Let me get Fear the Turtle's been hanging on for a while as well. Fear the Turtle, thanks for your patience, man. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing good, Mickey. Good. First off, there's no way that Nick Saban could do your job. All right, you're Mickey Plyler. You're a pretty big deal around here. All right.
You're too kind. Put it this way, we wouldn't be as cordial. You know, he would be in your face a little more and tell you how wrong you are about stuff.
And Nick's a douchebag. What are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't drink Diet Pepsi up here every day. So anyway.
All right, second of all, I got a quick question before I ask my initial question. Right. Kansas City win last night?
The Kansas City Royals last night. Bear with me.
I haven't had a chance to check yet.
I didn't know. Are you an Orioles fan or a Kansas City fan? You're talking about the worst record or something? Kansas City got beat by Milwaukee 5-1.
Yes, we're up 1.5 games on Kansas City now. You always got to find the positive in a bad situation.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Lastly, I always enjoy contrast and comparisons. Here's my question, and I don't have a dog in this hunt, but if Jake Bentley was the quarterback at Clemson and, you know, what's his name was quarterback at Carolina, Bryant.
Right.
How do you think they would have fared last year?
Interesting question. Very interesting.
Because, I mean, not obviously, you know, it's not all apples to apples.
Yeah.
So if Jake was your quarterback last year, do you think you might have got past Alabama?
Nope. I don't.
If Kelly Bryant was at Carolina last year, you think they would have won? Would they win 9 games?
Yeah, and I heard Kelly and Quark talk about South Carolina last year. It's not like they just lit it up offensively against everybody last year. Would he have beaten NC State? Maybe. Maybe not. Missouri, yeah. Louisiana Tech, yeah. Arkansas, yeah. Tennessee, yeah. Vanderbilt, yeah. Florida, I think so. Wofford, yeah. Would he have beaten Kentucky? Maybe. Would he have beaten A&M? I don't know. Wouldn't have beaten Georgia, and he wouldn't have beaten Clemson. Would it beat Michigan? I don't know. Bentley played good in the second half of that game. I'm not sure there'd be a whole lot different record-wise either way. You know, the guy that wins against replacement stat in baseball, I'm not sure that we would have seen a market improvement from either side had they switched quarterbacks.
Interesting. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks. That's just a guess. Is that you agree or disagree? Any thoughts on that?
I agree across the board.
Yeah, who knows? Let me tell you now about our very good friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I sat down with the folks at Palmetto Dunes, I don't know, maybe a couple of years ago now, and we talked about, you know, something we could do. And they love junior golf in the state. They know how important it is. And they love amateur golf in the state, and they know how important it is. And they love the college golf of all the great college programs. I mean, think about what college golf has done in this state. And women's golf and senior golf and certainly professional golf. About what they've done here in the state. And they know that tourism and their three great golf courses. I mean, look, the beach draws people, certainly. Tennis does and pickleball does and the food does and the shopping does and all the great views and all the great visits they do. But really, truly, golf has been so good to Palmetto Dunes. And so they feel so good about that. And what the folks at Greenwood have done with their junior golf tournaments and supporting it. They had college tournaments at Palmetto Dunes in the past as well. So they love all that. And so they wanted to give back to that. And I think that's pretty cool. If you love golf, if you love, getting away and playing that resort style golf, you're going to love Palmetto Dunes and the variety they have. Check them out online. Get the email list, PalmettoDunes.com. Look at all their social media stuff, PalmettoDunes.com. Quicken Loans National up in Potomac, Maryland. Good news here. Doc Redman back on the PGA Tour, 8:56 tomorrow. Kyle Stanley at 8:08. Sam Saunders, 8:32. Richie Rorinsky at 12:32. Bill Haas at 1:20. Bill's got to hustle a little bit for his card. And Scott Brown at 1:44. But a very important weekend for Doc Redman. We'll see if he can do well starting tomorrow. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Again, They appreciate what golf means in the state, and they are major contributors to what golf means in the state with junior golf and all the support at palmettodunes.com. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up. Final segment, Chad from Columbia calling back in. We'll touch on him right after this.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on 2017 models or up to 3-year coverage on 2018 models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99 at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont, South Carolina.
Offering July 5th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Celebrate your independence now till the end of July at Hendrick Honda Easley. Have you heard of Honda Sensing? Honda Sensing is our exclusive intelligence suite of safety and driver-assistive technologies designed to alert you to things you might miss while driving. Lane Keep Assist, Adaptive Cruise Control, and Collision Mitigation Braking System, to name just a few. Up on the hill, it's Hendrick Honda Easley. Escape the everyday and enjoy the experience. Hendrick Honda Easley, where we make it fast, fair, easy, and transparent.
Clemson's premier hotel, the Abernathy, brings you a special evening, June 29th from 6 until 9. Enjoy a unique evening with handcrafted beverages along with a special wine tasting, plus live music from All of Us, a Clemson band fronted by Larry Williams. June 29th at the Abernathy, wine tasting and craft beverages with live music. For more information, call 654-5299. The Abernathy, Clemson's premier hotel.
There's no place like Clemson, and now you can be part of the exciting atmosphere at Clemson by working for Aramark. Aramark's holding a job fair on June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the new Starbucks in Dauphin Hills across from the President's House near the intersection of Cherry Road and Highway 93. There will be two convenience sessions, 9 a.m. till 12 noon and 1 to 5 p.m. Or you can apply online at aramark.com/careers. Exciting Clemson opportunity awaits you with Aramark.
Celebrate the 4th of July with Gold's Gym. Now through this Saturday, pay only $4 for your first month. That's right, only $4 for a fitness experience that's more than just a membership. Declare your dedication to fitness and start your journey to a healthier, stronger you today. Experience change with Gold's Gym, with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/July4 to join today.
Ready to go off-road? For the month of June, Yokohama is offering customers two great ways to save on a set of Geolander MTG-003 tires. Stop by the Pendleton Tire Company and purchase a set of 4 or 5 Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 tires and get a Visa prepaid card by mail. Up to $125. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
So, who did you wake up with? Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy, can I come over? After school, after school.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Let me get Chad back in Columbia. I think Chad 2.0 is better than the original Chad.
Yeah. Can you look up Ben Batson's high school stats from this past year and compare him to Jake Bentley? Because the reason I ask is it's disrespectful to Kelly Bryant for you even to compare him to Jake Bentley. I mean, he's better than him in every possible category. Better as a leader, better as a passer, better as a runner. I mean, Mick, we think as Clemson fans, Kelly Bryant might be the third best quarterback on our roster. And in South Carolina, he's the face of the program. I mean, this is the same program that the voice of the Gamecocks ran a Ponzi scheme on. And this is the been president, they highlight this career achievement player they have, Marcus Lattimore, that didn't even rush for 5 yards a carry. Only had one season of 1,000 yards rushing. I mean, Mickey, this is the same program that is putting a statue up of a women's basketball player on the campus. And you're comparing our starting quarterback to theirs? Disrespectful. I want to see Ben Batson, high school stats, or Daniel Batson, whatever the kid's name is, walk on to Clemson, 5A player of the year, compared to Jake Bentley's high school stats, not hanging to listen.
Fence sitter. Lattimore was hurt the last 2 years. Lattimore, 1,197 yards as a freshman, 17 touchdowns, 4.8 yards per carry. And then 818 yards as a sophomore, 10 touchdowns, 662 as a junior, 11 touchdowns. But he got hurt in two of those seasons. So that's not fair. Remember, we don't compare we don't talk about athletes that are hurt. When he was healthy, he had 1,100 yards and 17 touchdowns as a freshman. So that's where we all thought. Lattimore's a really, 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 really good player. You know who's the best running back in South Carolina besides George Rogers, though? And Mike Dingle was talented but couldn't really do it. And they've had some other guys in there. Man, Harold Green at South Carolina was an absolute beast. I remember Bill Oliver telling me that Harold Green is as good a back as there was. Harold Green in college, man. Let me see if I had him. He was a great back. South Carolina had a little thing in there. We had some great running backs. But Green was special, man. Let me see what he did. You know what? Didn't do as great as I thought. One 1,000-yard season. Over 3,000 yards, but 388 as a freshman, 1,022 as a sophomore, 608 and 989. Only rushed for 1,000 yards once. Didn't know that. Whereas Rogers obviously is the best player over there. What did Mike Dingle do there? I heard a little bit of Brad's show the other day talking about busts, and I could have got in some of those. Leonard Mitchell might have been one he put in there. George Galls might have been one he put in there. Let's see what Mike Dingle did compared. Dingle was good, but he wasn't as good as Harold Green, in my opinion. Yeah, he never rushed for 1,000 yards. Deuce Staley had a good day. He was a junior college guy for a while there, but Deuce Staley had a couple of good years there, didn't he?
Yeah, not bad.
Deuce Staley interviewed for the Eagles head coaching position, I think. I think they made the right choice, though. I think I'm right about that. Staley went out to junior college. This is it, South Carolina. Had one 1,000-yard season there, South Carolina. So, as far as the guys with two 1,000-yard seasons, short list.
Doesn't take long to call rolling that glass.
No. Can I switch gears completely while I have it on my mind?
Yeah, what do you got?
This is going to be hard.
Oh, no. Is Meredith listening?
No. It has nothing to do with Meredith.
Is Meredith listening right now?
I don't know. She'll text if she is.
If you're listening, text me, Meredith.
This is going to be a hard deal, but you're more of a tennis fan. This is my Brad Hughes extra gifts warning. I'm a good hander, Brad Hughes. Good hands, Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. Email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with him, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better covers, better rates. Thanks to my good friend, Brad Hughes, and the Allstate Insurance Agency.
Well, one's coming up.
Yeah. And I don't know where I stand on this one right here.
Okay.
I need your help on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to forgive the USTA, United States Tennis Association. Katrina Adams told the New York Times the other day that the U.S. Open will start considering pregnancy situations when seeding players who aren't penalized for starting families. The change starts with criticism of French Open officials how they handled former world number one Serena Williams in a Grand Slam last month after giving birth to a daughter. Said, quote, "It's the right thing to do. These mothers are coming back. We think it's a good message for our current female players and future players. It's okay to go out and be a woman and become a mother and to come back to your job. We think that's a bigger message. And we make no promise that the 23-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams will be seated to revise the seedings if pregnancy is a factor for the current player rankings. The situation for Williams is not given a seed by the French Open. She wasn't seeded. She withdrew from injury before being her scheduled fourth round match against Maria Sharapova. Where do you stand on this, man? Because if you're not quite the same, right?
They're going to seed them as they were before the pregnancy. Is that the plan?
Let me give you a little clearer definition of it here. They're changing its approach. That players should not be penalized for starting a family. So, I guess it goes back to before. You know, we do this in football sometimes. A quarterback is hurt. The next guy comes in, plays really, really well. Who's the starter? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You can't discriminate against pregnancy. We've proven that. With that said, is it fair to other players in there if you come back? And obviously, you got some rust on you, rightfully so. You got your priorities in order. You're starting a family. Serena Williams is not as good now as she was before. Now, she might be better, you know, after getting back in shape.
No, but if she can get hurt, she wins the French Open. She was unseeded and would have won the French Open coming off of a pregnancy.
Right. Should she have been seeded higher? Yes. Back to before the pregnancy? I don't know, man.
But you weren't playing.
Right.
The world continues to move even though you've decided to start a family.
Yeah.
I understand where they're coming from, and it's probably the politically correct thing to do. But the world moves. It goes on without you. It's always going to continue to move.
Right.
If a gentleman in the men's side takes off for, you know, paternity leave, he goes and is with the family for 3 months. I understand.
But his body didn't change like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
All the hormonal stuff.
And
all
it's, yeah. It's weight gain, and it's this, it's that, the other. He'll drop in rankings. Why not go back and just dominate? Like, if you're Serena Williams, does she really care about the rankings?
What you're thinking, she would have won the French Open.
If she doesn't get hurt, she'd win
she
the French Open.
Really?
They talk about the Sharapova-Williams rivalry. There's no rivalry. It's a domination.
No, but we've not seen it to where, I mean, obviously, and I watched that Serena show. I mean, she went through a very difficult pregnancy.
Sure. She's a high-risk pregnancy.
Right.
She's, what is she, 30, 34, 35?
36.
So it's over 35 is a high-risk pregnancy.
Yeah. 36, I mean, yeah. She had severe complications during labor.
Yeah.
And she's not back from that. I mean, all those things, that's got to be tough coming back from all that.
What does it say about women's tennis where a woman like Serena Williams can come off a pregnancy? A pregnancy where she has complications in the pregnancy.
Severe
complications in the pregnancy. And then go out and dominate as an unranked person in the French Open, only have to withdraw because of an injury.
A, she's great. B, there's no depth.
There's no depth.
Right. But, I mean, like, how do you handle that? That's a tough deal. And legally, discrimination-wise, like, you can't.
How is that discrimination? You weren't playing. We're not going to give you the same rank if you're not playing. It's not like at a job where they can let you go.
I'm surprised the snowflake and the liberal when you feel this way.
This is, that's a lazy. That's lazy. This is different.
You're not that ranking. I'm lazy, right?
You're ranking.
It's not lazy.
That is lazy. It's such a lazy, cliched thing at this point.
It's not lazy.
Oh, it is. Like, oh, you snowflake liberal.
I was
surprised you didn't elect your back because he's conservative.
I was going to give you something else in there, but now I'm so lazy. Let me go with the liberal thing.
It is. It is. It's the blanket. You libs. You idiots. God.
I'm going to come to your house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to eat in my restaurant. I'm going to do all those things for
yes.
you.
Okay, let's, yeah, let's and I'll tweet about you on a professional environment. That's what I'll do.
I love it, man. I love all that. So anyway, so you're saying no. You're saying, hey, man, you're not the same player.
I'm not saying that she's not the same player. I'm saying you were gone from the game. We're very happy for you for starting a family. It's a great thing to do, to have a child and bring a
cute
child into the world.
Cute little baby, by the way.
Very cute little kid.
Yeah.
But
And her husband's a multi-gazillionaire.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Good stuff. Let's get the music, buddy. What do you got for a two-minute drill for me?
Two-minute drill. We talked about in the very first segment today about the World Cup. Mentioned everything that happened yesterday, but today's games are on tap, and that's what matters today. South Korea and Germany at 10 o'clock, and Mexico and Sweden at 10 o'clock. Germany needs a result there. Mexico and Sweden both need results there. Korea cannot advance from that group. But Serbia and Brazil at 2, and Switzerland and Costa Rica. Costa Rica's already gone. Switzerland needs a draw or a win in that game to advance out of that group. Brazil needs to win as well. Should be a lot of fun for the World Cup today. Tune in if you get the opportunity. 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock on the Fox Sports Networks.
My Tillman Show brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton, EricNewton.com. One of my best friends in the world, a really good guy.